Zwei Deutere Meister Kopf Alef auf Tafschen ein Tess Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Shabbos Abalein Luteva is the Shabbos of Orchim Chodesh El, and I say every year in Maimir of Tzadikim that even the fish in the sea are royed, they tremble when it comes, when they hear the word El. And the Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe once asked, why dafka did the Moshel of Tzadikim is Dogim Shabiyam? Why dafka fish? Because the Gemara says by the Mabul that all the Gemara Kiddushim, Daf Yud Gimel, all the other Hishkas Kol Basar is Darkoi. The only ones who weren't poigim, the kedusha was the dagim. Is the charaya who said the sedel of simcha? Who is royed? Who trembles when they hear Shabbos Morchim Chodesh Elul? Dafka people who weren't poigim. If a person like Nogavali Poga is the charaya Yakal Yibacht. He has a lot, as people often say, someone who doesn't tremble when he hears Chodesh Elul has what to tremble about. And I say every year, Reb Nochum from Mir used to always say that Amol mege pravet an El. People, El was real. Today we pravet the yortzeit of El. We remember a yortzeit you say tzipurit tzadikim. You know, Amol there were Yidden who took El very very seriously. Or but the emes is even if you sit on a yortzeit and you speak over of deres hakadmonim of tzadikim etc. That also is choshuv, give us a, to know where we're trying to get to at least. The Chalas has been sworn that Echot Elul is Gimatria Achonu. The Mani Davos Yisrael says it every year. Right? What's Pshat? We have a principle that we say in the Zmiras from the Arizal on Shabbos, Yehei Rava Kamei Desishrei Alami. It's the famous Pshat from the Divi Shmuel, the Slanim Rebbe, and other Tzadikim said it. They just put the comma in another place. Yehei Rava Kamei Desishrei, even before Tishrei, you need the Achonu. Right? And I always say every year when Yankov met Esav and he chapped back Chodesh Elul and he said, Vanias Nalo Li'iti L'Regel, which are Tevis Elul, that you can't just, hello, wait, Hamelech, I'm here, right? Udefakum Yim Echor, Umeisukol Atoy. Vanias Nalo Li'iti, you have to go slow, it takes a whole month of preparing. The Pasuk says, Luch Achmu Yaskilu Zois, Chachm is the Chachir Shofar, is the Chachm Nadam Aloch. I think Mara said in Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Then Yavinu Lacharisam, you realize at the end of the year, Elul, you could hop in an entire year. In fact, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that the Tkiyah Shofar of Elul could really be poil in a certain way, from a certain Dukhina, even more than Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Yaktim Odom Tfilu Letzor. It's much easier before the Gzeira to get out of the difficulty than once the Gzeira is when you're facing the Tzor, right? And therefore, the Pasuk says, Toiv Acharis Dover. That you appreciated the Achris Dover, the end of the year, what does Sadiqim say? The whole year, the past year, the coming year, is all totally in our Avoida of El. As the Gemara says famously in Masech, the Shabbos, lo ilim yavakish odom rachamim, achlo yechlo, l'shim yechlo, once you're ill already, is you say, have a schus yipotter. You already need more schusin to break through. And therefore, everyone knows all the, you speak about the past, all the what El was, and all the tzaddikim were roid, were poshut, they couldn't talk, they could. The Shefa Chaim of Kleisenberg once said he saw a letter from his Zayd of the Bnei Yisrael, where he's misnatzel in the letter that he can't write the letter by Richutz because of the charod of El. His hand was shaking. He said he saw it with his own eyes, you could see the letter, the shaking, it was all over the place. They say the Beis Halevi wasn't able, he was so shaking in the month of El, he couldn't tie his shoes. So he slept the whole month with his shoes on. He couldn't undo the bow, the knot, right? They say from the Belzeruv, this is Yartzeit, he said that when he was, he was freezing cold the whole month of El. And they asked him, the Gemara says, Shil the Kaita is Kashimi Kaita. The heat at the end of the summer is even more than, so why is he freezing cold? When he was a little boy, his sister said, he was playing a little child of 3, 4, 5, whatever he was. And his sister said, don't you know, it's a Chodesh El, even the fish in the sea tremble. And ever since then, he could not warm himself in the month of El. People said by the Tish El, you could see Parshat physically for the whole, he was Parshat sitting there, mamish, begashmi, as he was trembling. The Chofetz Chaim once said that there was a yeshiva bacher who Nebuch, when there was a war, the Russian army chapped this yeshiva bacher and they were going to kill him. So they bound him and they put him up against the wall, and the, what do you call it again? How do you call it? The army was going to shoot him. What? Archery, not archery, rifles. Somehow the rifle, but their mess was niskalkul. They tried again to fix it. They took it as a simon min shamayim, and they let him off. Sign, an omen, let him off. He said in the 15 minutes the bachur was standing by the wall, he turned white. He turned white. Right? The bachur. A bachur. He turned white from the pachat. Chofetz Chaim said, there's a tvi on us, why don't we turn white and up? So that, I'm just trying to be, the pachat, the charod of El was awesome. People used to faint, the Weibershul used to faint, used to have barrels of water prepared from Erev Shabbos to throw on the women when they faint, when invariably people will go down like 10-pin bowling pins. Norvos, the Renoten Wachtfeugel, who was Mashkiach in Lakewood, once met the Satmaruv, who's El. And he asked him for like a skula, an eitzah, how does one make a kinyan in Yerushalayim? Queen of Yerushalayim. The Satmaruv said, the pasuk says in the beginning of Mishlei, the fourth pasuk of Mishlei, im tevakshenu ki kesev ucha matmoinim techapzeno, oz tovin Yerush Hashem. He said, look at the world, look at Derech Bnei Adam. People go, the Mesiris Nefesh that people have to Parnasa. Right? The people leave their families, their wives are almonis, their kids are yisuyimim, they work till late at the night. We say in the Rosh Yom Naroyim, b'nafshoy yovilach. Mamish with their life, to bring a piece of bread home. Im techapsenu kekeser uchamat moinim techapseno. Doesn't say you'll get Yerushalayim. Doesn't say you'll have a kinyan Yerushalayim. Os tovin Yerush Hashem. You'll understand what Yerushalayim is supposed to be. Not that you're going to get it. But at least you'll know where to go. So I want to discuss today, just look in the parsha, it's full of Yerushalayim. The whole central theme of parsha is Ekev, but Yerushalayim. And therefore it's connected to El. And the pasuk starts off, Vahoyo Ekev Tishmu, and Tzadikim Taich, Chesed Lavram, the Radomsker says this, the Bnei Yisoskor says this, the Bnei Yisoskor, in Agra Dekal, in various places. Vahoyo Ein Vahoyo Eloshin Simcha. What is the Simcha of Ekev? What does Ekev mean? The end. Besof, there's hundreds of thousands of perushim, but one of the Peter, the Chesed Lavram and the Bnei Yisrael all tight. V'hoyer, there's a simcha even if be'ekev tishmud, if a yid chapsach an el, even though tzaddikim famously tight, it's a derech tzachus, al tifnu el helilim. Don't be a lazy guy the whole year. And oh, el is coming, I can always uvachsa saviv asimah yerech yomim. Al Tifnu Alilim, as Rabbi Solanter famously said, was quoted in the Musar, right? The whole year should really be El. And El is the Chavad El, right? Or Ba'afel became Madahava Havet. And in El, you could chap a rein. The Ebrit El is a gewaldige matona, the simch of El, the Ebrit to give Melech Hasoda, as we'll discuss. And the Ebrit gives you a gelegenheit to wipe away all the past, fresh start, as a gewaldige, a rendezvous with destiny, right? So Vahoya Ekev Tishmu, right? Says the Chesed Lavram, Vahoya Bimilui Ima Usius is Gimatria El. That's why what is the Sidur Shem Avai of the month of El? Ut Soifitavis, Ut Stoka Tia Lonu Ki. Which is Soifitavis, backwards. But the Sidur is always the Heyin before the Dachra, right? Which is negative. But what is the inyan of tzedaka? Chazal tell us the koyach of tzedaka is mahapich midas adin lemidas harachmen. V'hoyo the tzidur shem avaya of the month of Tishrei. In other words, you could to duch the whole mishpat and the din of Tishrei. You could already do it in El. Therefore, v'hoyo right. Therefore, it says this Chesed Lavram, the milui of Elul is gimatria 272, which is erev. Trust me, right. And a remedy says, the pasuk says, Vatove Elov Hayoino Leis Erev, Vine Alei Zayis Torah Fafiyah. Even the Alei Zayis, which refers to Torah and Mitzvahs and Tfilis and Allah Gutazachen, is Torah Fafiyah. It's teref biyad the sitra achra, the powers of klippus of negativity. Or in an el, you could bring it all back to kedusha. Therefore, akev, he brings is gimatria tshuv b'milua is gimatria tshuv mahava. In other words, even though the ikar avoida of elul is the avoida of yira, akev, or b'vahoya akev, the avoida also has to be b'simcha or b'achno, which achno, humility, contriteness, brings to yira shemayim. Al derech the pasuk akev anova yira Hashem. And that says later in the parasha, the famous pasuk, Ma Hashem likecha shoyel me'imach, kiim liyira. Ma, what does ma mean? Wakey, wakey. Bittl, vanachnu ma. What does the Eibishter ask us only for bittl? And bittl automatically brings the Yerushalayim, and therefore, ekev, emo'itziz v'akoyluz, yimachri anova. And through anova you come to simcha. Pasuk says, yishma adovim v'yismachu, v'yesva anova Hashem b'simcha, right? Ule simcha, how do you come to simcha? Ma zu oise. Through bittel vanachnu ma, you come to behemes to simcha. And therefore, elul b'milua is taki gimatria emo yira. Aber emo and yira is also what? Chesed Hashem al yireyev. Dafka through the yira, through the bittel, through the anova, your mamshich sodim and amtakas akvuris, etc., etc. And therefore, vahoya plus simcha is gimatria, anybody? Chodesh elul, which is gimatria kisirach. And they, whatever, okay, whatever. I'm not going to drive you crazy. How do you tuuf dafka through bittul? If the Paul says v'hoya ekev tishmun. Tishmun is gematria amongst many other things. Toyurug dulu makimech. Dafka through bittul, right? You zoichet to all the brachas. The fees I understand something else. Everyone, everybody, mamish, everybody asked the famous kasha. What is the end of last week's parsha? Veschanon, which Chazal connect to the beginning of Vayekev, Nu Yibalkeir, Nu, V'shamaret es haMitzvah v'zachukim v'v'rishpotim asher nichim b'tzavcha hayoyim la'asoyisam. Says Rashi, and lo'olam haba litul zchorb, right? The Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in various places. Yeah, nevertheless comes the smichus v'hoya Eikev tishmon, you'll be reward, right? B'lavochi, the Gemara said in Kiddushin, tzchar mitzvah al malekha, right? Nervous. What is the reason, I've said this countless times, that Schar Mitzvah Amaleka, Sei Chazal, and Vayikarab, in various places, because the Pasuk says in Iyuv, the Eibusher tells the Yid, Mi Hekti Mani Vashal. The Eibusher gives you everything, and with that, the Eibusher gave you a child, you're able to perform the Bisvah Brismila. He gave you a house, you could perform Muzuzah and Micah, V'chul, V'chul, V'chul. Right? So since he came before you, he gave you the wherewithal, and then you do mitzvah with what he gave you. He gave you money, you give staka. Right? Therefore, he's not mechuyev to reward you in this world. Oh, but that's all true when something that the Eibishter gave you, that's everything you have. The only thing in the world that the Eibishter, the Borei Kolam, doesn't have is what? Yir. From whom is the Eibishter afraid? That's why the Gemara says, "Ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu b'loma b'oitzorei ela oitzor shiyul shemayim b'vad." Because the only thing choshev by the Eibishter that he doesn't have himself is the chir. The only thing you could possibly give the Eibishter is here. Therefore, all the svarim akdoshim say that the chidos says this in Rish Dovid, the Meisosra brings it. Since akol b'day shemayim chutz b'yir shemayim for yir shemayim the schar mitzvah v'amalek. For this, the Eibishter rewards you in this world. What? Therefore, Vahoya Ekev Tishmun says the Medrash, Hadol Duchsiv, Ma'or Rav Tuvcha, Ashes of Fountil Yerecha. For Yerushamayim, this Chamis of Amalek. Moreover, these Machmusha, the Machmusha brings the Parashat Bereishis from Sforim Makdashim, right? A person who's an Onov, Anova and Yerushamayim. You have to just, there's thousands, Armamish Hoba Hotalia, right? A person who has Anova, Gornish Nivelt. So it's not Shayach, the Eibusher will say, I'm not going to reward you because Miyak Dimani Vashalim, I gave you a whole veld. And Had Gornish is Kain Ve'efes, it's Kolokshiv. He's not, he's bottled in Mitzias, right? And therefore, they touch the Yitzvach Moshe brings the Prat, Bameh Akadim Lashem, how could I be before Hashem, right? How could I be Zoycha, Dafka through Bevchina Smo? Whereas the Liskerov, the Ach Bitfua brings, it brings the Prat, Mo, Oshiv Lashem. If you tell the Eibusher I'm Bevchinas Mo, then kol tak moloy Allah, he's mechuyev to give you all his benevolence and his bounty and his bona chayim mezoyne in this world. And therefore, that prat vahoya ekev, if a person has the simcha being bottled, and therefore the Ebrish, right, is tishmun. Push at the simple level, tishmun miloshen, v'oviv shomer es hadover, right? No, forget. Miloshen, Shemeya is loshen havona, to understand, that dafka through the koyach of bittul, a person comes to understand Torah, as the Gemara says in Soita, that the Torah is not niskayim, elos el misha oisis atzma kishirai. Moshe kibul Torah dafka misinai. Right? And if a dafka vahoya ekev through bittul, you come to avona in Torah. And that's pshat, if I was to ask you, so what is the ikar avoida? After everything is said and done, without the gematria, without the midrashim, without whatever, what is the ikar essence of the avoida of el? The avoida of el is bittul to the Eibush. Therefore, how many hours are there in the 40 hours of Yimei Ratzon from Rosh Chodesh El when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain until Yom Kippur, Salachti Kidvorecha? 40 days. How much is 40 times 24? 960. What is 960? I said this like a gazillion times. Come on. How many Lugin are there in a mikveh? There's 40 so in a mikveh. And there's 6 Kavin. How many Lugin are there in a mikveh? Tav, Tav, Kuf, Samach, 960. Hello? Yes, which by the way is the weight of the luchas was also mem. The weight was mem so. V'chul. 100 other things, right? By the way, Tishrei. What's the gematria of Tishrei im anakudus? Says the Bnei Yisrael. Tishrei is 910. How many dots are there in the nakudus? Tishrei, 5. How much is 910 and 50? 960, which is also. And therefore, says the Holy Bnei Yisrael, what do we say, Yomim Neroyim? It's feel that the window, the shoulders, everyone is shaking, trembling. We end up, Mi ze melech hakoved Hashem tzvokis un melech hakoved tzela. Which is gematria, guess what? 960. Very good, you're working fast these days. And that's why there are 960 lugin in a mikveh, because mikveh is kavma, again, the idea of what? Of bitl. Right? Therefore, Vahoyo, the same letter as the Shem Havaya, 26. Hello. Yeah? With the four miluyim of Shem Havaya is Gimatria, what? Reish Lamed Beis, I've said this 1,000 times. Come on. Ab, Sag, Ma, Ban. Hello. You got 232. Remember it. Rachman Aliba Boy, Rashi Davis. I said this 100 times, yeah? 232. Akev Emilu, we said is 728. What happens? How much is 728 plus 232? Bingo, 960. You got it. The whole idea of Elul is the bittul in the mikveh, which I Yerushalmi and Truma says that Ibriya is bottle and tof kufsam. 960. In one of the Cheshvin, the Megalamuka says, because every the world is created from Dalad Yesoid, and every Yesoid of the four is Murka from four. Four times four is 16. Something is bottle besamach. How much is 16 times 60? 900. You got it. Right? Therefore, what is the tzura of a mikveh? I had a friend in California. At a Chabad elsewhere, and the friar, like a friar oilam, and he built a mikveh. And he asked the Rav, is there any moker, where does it say, in Shulchan Aruch, and anywhere, that a mikveh has to be square? Could you build a round mikveh, which has Arboim Sof? I know what it is, but if it has the same content, at the end of the day, have Arboim Sof of Mayim. What? Okay, but in the Welt, you've never been to a round mikveh, I don't think, unless you've been to some modern, whatever, yeah? There is no mocker, as far as I know, right, anywhere, I don't know much, but there's no mocker that a mikveh has to be square, except Alpi Kabbalah. The meaning of Olam Kabbalah. Why? Because the mikveh represents the letter Mem, a Shloss Mem, right? Yes? Yes? A Mem Merubas. What does Mem got to do with anything? The idea of mikveh is your mispatel in the tovel, you see this bottle, right? How many days are there in Yetziras Havlad? 40 days, right? Most people are born out of test tubes, they're born in the mother, right? Ein. Which madrega, which bechina does a mother represent? Bino. Hello. Bino. Bina represents the world of Shuvah. Hello, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ulevava Yovin, Vishav. Bina is libo. Ubahalev maven, right? Yes? 40 days. With me. That's why the Bnei Yisrael says, when you make the cheshbon of 960 Tishrei, you have letters, and you have Nekudis. Nekudis is the world of Bina, and Oisius is the world of Malchus, the lower world, right? And together you have these two types of tshuva. Just like Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, and Yom Kippur is Bina. Therefore, by the way, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, every little child with short trials knows Rosh Tevis El. What's the Soif Tevis of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li? For Yidin. Right? How much is 4 times 10 for any mathematician? 40. Which, that's the mem of the mikveh, which is 960 lugin, right? Yes? Okay, well, that's, by the way, the Bnei Yisrael writes in regular Yishora, it's a very beautiful word, you have to appreciate it. Shem Avayah, notice he has 26. But really, it says, Ani L'doidi. A hey could be read in Kabbalah sometimes as a dalid and a vav, or a dalid and a yud. Right? You do it. If you make the cheshbon, the two hayin, one is dalad vav and one is dalad yud, so what's the gematria now of Shem Avaya? 10, 10, vav, 6, and dalad yud, 14. What do I got? 40. So the shirim of the mikvah, I'm not going through the whole bnei yisrael, but the Shem Avaya, beyan arochitz, right, because it appears as a tzaddikim, is also gematria, with the idea of bina. What is the idea of going to a mikveh? You're mevatel yourself to the Eibishter. In the Mei Hadas HaTor, Kolosh Lanam. Right? So what does that void of El summarize, very simply? That a person has his own desires, his own temptations, and his own idiosyncrasies and mishigasn. That void of tshuva is, forget about yourself, be mevatel yourself, and do what the Eibishter wants of you. So the fi zeh is gor posher, that when we speak about the charoda, the yira, of El, we're not talking about kedas hanoshim v'tanim v'amaratzim. Just I'm scared about the. I want the stock market to go up and real estate to go up, and I want my daughter to get married. And I have a whole bunch of lists that I got to get for the year. Asher I'll get have the charod, the whole future of the year, right? That's kederach, right? That means I don't have charod from the Eibishter. I have charod from zich. It's what's called self-serving. That's. I mean, the emes is halavai. We had the simplest level of charod misad emes adin, because we know our lives are on the that would also be as Rabbi Yechiel Mezakeh said halavai, right? But we're looking into something much more. That's the pasuk next week's parsha. Rei anuichin itov dechem ayoyim bracha uklo, right? We're about it. Rei nesadov dechem ayoyim es achayim vesatoiv es amov vesazara. You could look at the choice between chayim and hepech chayim, between toiv and ra. Or the emes is a yid should choose. Let's in svarim akdoshim, not mitzad the chayim or the hepech chayim, but mitzad the toivera. Not because of what's good for me, but because I'm lemoshul. You warn a child: do not go on this and this road. He's walking barefoot in the old days. Be careful on this and this road. This broken glass, this rusty nails. And the kid doesn't listen to the warning, and he goes. And he gets nails and glass and all that, all tucked into. The ambulance is called, Hatzalah comes, they whip him off to the accident in the emergency room, and the doctor there, Nebuch, sits there, and he's taking out the glass and the nails, and the fellow is shrying gewalt, he says, taking out the nail from the doctor is more painful than the lechatchila when it went in. Now, why are you doing this to me? So any person with a bit of a bar seichel, right, realizes what the doctor doing is a part of the healing process. If you don't get this out, you'll die of rusty nails, right? It gotta be done. It's not very geschmack, b'shaito. The ikar is, if I tell you in the future, what should you be careful of? Be worried of the accident and emergency department doctor? Or be worry of walking in the street? You don't have to be a genius to work it out. So sometimes a person never gets hepech, what appears from our fleshigal finite perspective, hepech habroch, right? Una shreit gival. That's not the problem. The problem is, why were you walking around with the barefoot in a place which is a sakona? Right. Asher al kein, this is not the year of the charoda we're talking about. But be'emes, there are two types of charoda, of two types of yira, which are appropriate. One is called yira tato, and one is called yira ilo. Let me try to explain what I'm talking about. Let me just bederech remes for those people who are mathematically inclined. If I want to look up the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of Yira, to fear the Eibishter, what number mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch's reckoning will I look in? Mitzvah Tav Lamed Beis. Why Tav Lamed Beis? Say the Sfarim, everything is bederech remes. Everything was written by Rishon, was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Tav Lamed Beis is 2 times 216, which is Gematria Yira. Because there's two types of... If at the time I go to a Rambam and Stiris, whatever, but in the higher levels of Yira, right, there's a lower level of Yira and a higher level of Yira. How do I know? Shabbos the Rosh Chodesh mention, right? You say there in the Rosh Chodesh, as I've said this many, many times, Chaim Sheishbano Yir Shemayim V'Yir Tzchet, and then you say, Chaim Sheishbano Havas Teira V'Yir Shemayim. You already mentioned Yir Shemayim. Is the Charaya say this for him? There are two bechinas, two levels of Yiras Shamayim. Now, to explain this, let me just go a bit, confuse you a bit more, and then we can come to a mal. The Alexander Rebbe, the Rebbe Nachum, says a very simple word. Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekecha Shel Mimachim Liyir." Says the Gemara, Brachas Taflam Gimel, famous Gemara, right? Otu Yiras Milter is a tarotnika, a small minor. What does the Ebrish ask only to fear? Not the question I understand. The whole list, by the way, what is the Abish asking? Only Liyira. What's missing in there? That, everything is there, right? We're only Yira? This Ava. Ava Lechura, Ava Sashem is greater than Yira Sashem, right? Yeah? So Lechura, why didn't the Gemara ask, Otu Ava Milter Zutasi? It's even higher, more difficult than Yira, etc., etc. All the Farsham asks. To understand this, let me ask a bunch of simple Pirkei Avos that you all say, right? People don't think. We say in Pirkei Avos, Imein Chachma Ein Yira, Imein Yira Ein Chachma. So you don't got to be a genie when you ever have such a, where do we start? Where chicken or egg? Where do you start from? The Emes, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Flamen Alva. I said this 100 times. Oh, my Rabbi Barafun, kol adam sheyesh b'toira ve'im b'yirushamayim. A person's a gelente mensch. Can chas. He has no yirushamayim. Doimel the gizbar, he's like a treasurer. Right there, yeah. Shemosrul mavteichos apnimim. He has the inner key, but he doesn't have the outer key. This is the key of the gate. But hey, aisle. How is he going to walk into it? He can't get to the first space. Doesn't have that. So lefi this scenario, this marshal, what's the gate and what's the house? Hello? Huh? We say he has Torah, but he doesn't have Yir Shemayim. He says he's the Gizbar, who has the Mafteach HaPnimi, but not the Mafteach Itin. So the Yir Shemayim is a Mafteach, which leads you to properly understand Torah. So the, yeah? So, Kumtuiz, Yir Shemayim brings to Torah. Then the Gemara then says, Machers of Yane, Chaval al Delesle Dartov, Vitar al Dartov. Woe to the person who doesn't have a home, doesn't have an abode, but the gate to the abode he has, to the house he has. So Kunt Ois, the person who has Torah without Yerushalayim, he has the gate, but he doesn't have the house. So what's the house? What's the Iker Dira? The Yerushalayim, not the Torah. Torah is a precursor, right? Are these two Mamore Chazal not merely desist, but states themselves? As the Enyang, old Meforshim asked this famous shayla. So the Sforim answer, very, very simply, everyone says this, right? There are three madrigas. First, you have to have Yirat HaTorah. Simple, basic Yirat Shemayim. Tzadikim always said, Yirat Shemayim without Avas Hashem sefelt. Something is incomplete. Or Avas Hashem without Yirat Shemayim is garnished. Without basic Yirat Shemayim, right, you don't get the first base. A person cannot learn Torah as he learns Lahavdil, zoology, anthropology, sociology, other ologies, right? To come to Torah, that Reishis Chochm is Yiras Hashem. You don't get the first base like Yerushalayim. You don't have to have Heichem Adreges in Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim. To be Nizer and Koitzer Shal Yud and Shal Gunor. Whatever inspiration you get. That's the first gate. Having basic Yerushalayim, living an Erlich life, will bring you to Torah. You'll be able to absorb Torah. Once you have Torah, then that's the Tara for the Iker Dira, which is a deeper type of Yerushalayim, known in Sforim as Yir Ilo. Says the Vina Rav Zol Gesund sein, am Moire Dike Wort, he says, Merum is in the Pasuk, Sholosh Orim Tavdoloch, Besuch Arzuch Hashem Hegechon Nogizimcho, three cities of refuge, right? Tochen the Choderech, you prepare a Derech, Vishilash Deskul Arzuch, you divide it up in three, right? Now, what is three here? Because there's three Madregas. There's Yira Tato, lower Yira. If you have proper, simple, basic, fundamental Yira, that will bring you to learn Torah, to understand, to absorb Torah, Tishmun, or Ekev Tishmun. And that will bring you, the Torah will bring you to higher Madregas, the three Orim. B'toich Arzucha, right? Because a person is Mushkin Arzius, a person is a Magushin. There's three types of his Oirus, and that's Tochen Lecha Derech. What does Derech refer to? No. Tachon the Derech and all the Sfarim Akdoshim, Derech refers to what? Chodesh El. You're looking at me like, what? Beside the fact that Tshuva is called Derech, no? Derech Tshuva Hereso, right? Yeah? Okay, let me try to explain. It's like fundamental, like basic, whatever. Any safer you'll open. El is Gimatria Bina. No, 67? Work out, huh? Use your toes. Okay? Be as auspices, right? Okay, if I had the time, I'd explain. But Chochmah and Bina, intellectually, is like Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is just giving you up. So. Gvura is taking apart, expounding, extrapolating, analyzing. It's right. In the world of intellect, Chochmah is up. Bina is like the Chochmah is the father from the Av to Tipa. It's 9 months, it's developing, extrapolating, understanding, analyzing. That's the avoida of Bina, aim. By the way, you may remember that Mazel El Besula is Gimatria, says the Bnei Yisrael, aim habonim smecha haluka. It's Bina. Bina, tshuva, is from a mother, which you have to develop, you have to understand, etc., etc. So, dividing all dinim eventually come from Bina. Dinam is Aramini, right? Therefore, Tshuva is only Haptakas Akvur is Bishorshum. So, where does Tshuva come from? Bina. Ulevava Yovin Vishavarofili, right? The heart. Therefore, what is Tshuva? Toshuv, hey. Yud K is Chachma Bina. Vav K is Midas and Malchus. The Toshuv, hey, the returning of the Bina, that's what Tshuva is all about. Okay, I'm not going to go involved. If you want to go in Seamus, you know, but take course of 101 in Kabbalah, the two Seamus that are connected to Bina are Eke, Aleph K, Yud K, which Bimilue is 161, and Havaya, which Bimil, the Havaya as it appears in Bina is Sag. How much is 63 and 161? Huh? 224, which is Gematria. Take a guess. Derech. Alternatively, you ever heard of a name called Yabik? Yeah. Yeah, well, I also knew that. What is Yabek? It's also one of two Shemus. By the way, it's Rosh Tevis, Yanenu Biyoim Koreinu, or the Gimatria of the words, Yan Hashem Biyoim Tzora. Rosh Tevis. Hello? So that's why we're saying Lamzeich Mizmah, right? Is a school to turn a Tzora into an Eitzrotz. What is 112 Yabek? Boki. No, it's either two names of Hashem, right? Havaya and Elikim, how much is 26 and 86? 12. Which is Yabik. Or three names, Eke, Havaya, Adnai. 21, 26, 65, what do I got? 12. Which, whatever, either Havaya Elikim is Amtokas Akvuras Sodim, or Eke, Havaya, and Adnai is Machshava Dibur Mais. It's a whole Shmiz. But therefore, tshuva is called derech alken yerech hatoyim. But derech v'derech tshuva hayreiso, right? You may remember there's a remez in the Ari Miklot for Elul. Every school child knows this. In el yodei v'samtiloch. So Elul is an Ir Miklot from the whole year, right? And it's connected to this idea of how much is good base yabik, right? 112 times 2. Bingo, derech. So whatever there's a derech, akoponim, nachsel yoneinu, I'm starting the shiur. David HaMelech says in Tillim, which we say in Chodesh El, achas sha'alti meis Hashem uysa avakesh, right? Yeah? He's asking for nothing. One thing, one small little thing. Lachzus b'nei Hashem. Shifter is b'nei Chayoy. Lachzus b'nei Hashem. Vakim b'cholay. It's like the Abishur. Mashem l'kecha shelmich. The Chazal compare it. Maybe that's nothing. Just keep me here. Ulaavo, ulaavdoi, ulaavdoi, ulaishbrach l'koyitz. Like, b'havloi, chatrein, everything. This is a famous pshat. Chazal say, ein lo l'kodesh baruch hu b'y lomoy el yirushamayim b'vat. Because it says, Mashem l'kecha shel, keep clear. Then we bring another pasuk. Pasuk says in Iyuv, v'yoymer l'oldom, hein yirush Hashem hichochm. Ruled Abel, hein yirush Hashem. What does hein mean to the Gemara? Hein means in Greek. In Yevon is one. The Abish only asked you one thing. Why the two psukim? So this format is to say a meridi gevort. Let's say a person fears Yiras Oynish. Hello? How many fears do you have? One? This skilus, reifa, herich, henig. There's makis, this carbon, that carbon, the other carbon. There's your mother-in-law. There's a thousand different, billions different of, the Abish wants to struff a person, Nachman al-Islam, in a billion different ways. There's health, and there's wealth, and there's shalom bayis, and there's children. If a person's Yerushalayim is Yiras Ha'oinish, there's a thousand different ways. But if a person has Yiras Ha'roimimus from the Abish, only the Abish. That's when you say all the Abish has is Yerushalayim. What kind of Yerushalayim? Where's the Shekhinah Shoira? Dafka Yerushalayim, beside the Abishter, not beside Onshim, not beside whatever. There's a Kal Godel in Chavis, a Lavovus, an oldest of Freemusr. I have no time to elaborate, so much a topic in itself. A person who has Yerushalayim from the Abishter, by definition, has no other fears in life. The famous Chavis, a Lavovus, an oldest form. Rav Sholem Shvadron said, I'm going to work. Remember this fellow, we're going to read about him on Yom Kippur, called Yoina? Yeah. And he goes on the boat to the wrong place, hello. And he goes, And then the tempest, the storm on the up, and everyone's going crazy, and they make garolois, vayipala garol al Yoina. So they go to Yarkas Yasvina and says, Yoina, like, where are you? Like, who are you? They wake him up, right? And they say, what do they say to him? Ma malach techo me ayin tovoi. Nu, who's the ball carrier? Ve'emi ze'atu. Right? They could have just asked, where do you come from? Ve'emi ze'atu. It's a bit tzvasyeser. It's like an extra lotion. So Sholom Shvadron said, Azoy. There's a tempest. The aniyah is about, the boat is about to collapse. You're about to drown. Right? Everyone's crying out to their geshkes. What does Yoina do? Eshlopt. Pretty rocky. People get seasick when you're in normal time. Eshlof. The goyim on the sailors, what kind of person is this? It must be him. I'm not interested. I know you're Jewish, right? He's wearing a shtreimel. What do you think he's doing? He's wearing a baseball cap, right? They understood Yoina was Jewish. But Emi Ze'ato, what kind of nation do you come from who are able to be in a storm with Azam and Nuchas HaNefesh? So what does Yoina answer? Once you believe in a Bashefer, then all the other chitzoinis, the kiyiris, and pchodim, and charodis fall away. A general klal, a rule, an axiom from the Arvin Nachal, yira is like a magnet. If you fear from the Abishter, and the Abishter comes with you, the famous Shem Yishmul says the Abishter sends a malch, right, to surround, to protect the person. If the malach of the Abish is surrounding you, and you're scared about the stock market and about the dergoy and this Brexit, once you have fear of welt, the Abish's malach of Shmira disappears. He leaves. He goes back home. Right, and therefore taka. That's why pochit b'chadeti vayesoni vashiagorti avayubi. You have fear, then the Shmira from the Abish dissipates. If you have pachet from the Abish, then you don't need a malach. The Abishter himself will watch over you. And this is borne out in numerous, I have no time to elaborate, but a famous yisod. That pshat and posuk, this foreign makdash will say, there's a maimer chazal, a mesech to derech eretz zutta, peri gimel, told us, brings the b'shem al shemtiv. Lo oylam yei oldom Orum Beer. So I really understand what does Orum Beer mean? Like Menachashay Orum. Cunning. You gotta be wise. You gotta get me a. Baal Shem Tov said the Eibishter made all kinds of bechodim in the world. Lightning, thunder, goyim, whatever. And they are the levush, the chitzoniyus, the external levush, for what? For real Yerushalayim. The oilam yei odom orum biyira, that a person has to strip off from all of the external levushim chitzoniyim of yira, and to fear only the Eibishter. Once you fear from the Eibishter, there's nothing in the world. And I have no time to elaborate, but that's the whole pshat by Ekev Tishmun. Once you have Anova, once you have Yira, right, then you're able, not only the Midas Hadin, not only helps you, protects you, but it the Midas Hadin goes on the Goyim, therefore you'll victor over your, you'll vanquish your enemies. Look in the Bava Rebbe in this week's parsha, in Kerem Shlomo, I don't have time to elaborate. But that's the Nekudu. When a person, in other words, has the Einoid Mulvadoi, right? There's only but the Eibishter, right? Then there's always the Chedva b'mekoimoi, and there's only joy and happiness. And that's Pshat, V'ati Yisrael, Masham, what is he asking? Only the year. And there's a whole list, like Am Tzicholot afterwards. Right? He's not only asking for year, he's asking for Avo and Avdo and Avoidus Hashem and Mitzvahs, and etc., etc. Pshat, it says in Sforum, what's Pshat here? V'ati Yisrael, Mahashem, Eibishter asked you for Bittl. And therefore, only Yira. In other words, your Yira should be not from the Goy, not from this, not from that, not from your mother-in-law, not from your wife, not, right? But from the Eibishter. Once a person has Yira Shemayim from the Eibishter, right? Tell me, only the only thing Yiddishkeit needs is Yira Shemayim. You need a lot of other things also. But you need Azah Madrega of Yira, which you get. Lalechas b'chol d'rochov, unla ovdoi, and v'chulu. But then you fear is only... I have the Yirat HaTorah, which led me to Torah, which led me to the Darto, which is Emesa Yiras HaRoimus Yiras Shemayim. Right? And that ultimately leads me to what? Achas Sho'alti. One of the Achas B'nai Hashem Levaka Becholi to get into the Emesa Heichu. The fees I understand, and this is what I want to talk about today, but I'm not going to get around to it as usual. That's Pshat, the whole Mahoya, Simcha, Ekev, Anova, Yira. Where does Anova and Yira come? Everyone knows the famous Moshel of the Baal Tanya in the Torah. What is Chodesh El all about? What's the essence of Chodesh El? Melech Basod, which is a Gevaldige Matona Toivo. The Eibishter gives that. The king, Bechvoideu Va'atzmoi, comes in the field, amongst the people, Umare Ponim Soichakos L'chulam, with a smile, with a bright eye, everyone who wants could come and petition the king for what he wants. Afterwards comes Rosh Hashanah, the king goes back in his heichel. If you want to get every Tom, Dick, and Harry wants to come to Buckingham Palace, it is a protocol, it's bureaucracy, you got to be worthy, you got to be from the good and the great, movers and shakers. Not every, when the monarch makes a walkabout, what they call, anybody can go up and ask. So l'chura there's a mailo in Elul over a zman of an esrotzen, we say, right? On the other hand, to cut a long, long story short, there's a whole arichas, but I'm not to elaborate. So where, what is the difference between Elul, the famous kasha? In Elul we say there's the esgalus of Yud Gimel Midas Racham. The Eibishter's biggest mercy is on the esgal in Elul, right? The Alter Rebbe then asked the shayla, oy bazoi, so why isn't Elul a yontif? It's a mezachod, you go to work. Normally it's a Rish Chodesh, it's a gilui from Eilam HaYitzira, it's also for just certain types of work, for certain types of people, and yontif is a gilui from Eilam HaBriya, and Shabbos is a gilui from Eilam HaTzilus. And now you tell me that Elul is a gilui from Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? That's a keser, that's higher than the world, higher than Ishtal Shulos, higher than everything. So zikr el should be a day, 30 days, you don't go to work. Abur, you and I know that you're allowed to drive a car, you're allowed to do malach on an el. What's the chiddush of el? The king comes amongst the people, but not dressed up with the keser ha-malchus, with the genune malchus, with all the courtiers and the whole whatever. He comes as an ordinary king, like a person, like a normal citizen. And you could all come to him. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then the Eibishter's Mifia Bahadar Goin Uzoi, then he's back into the palace, and then you have to be Me'oider whatever. So which is greater, the Gilui of Elul or the Gilui of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, the Eberson is Gala Badar going to use it. And Elul, he's going around like a commoner. So if you're dealing with, this really needs like further whatever, if you're dealing with where is the greater revelation is Tishrei. But you have to be worthy of it. You have to, it's a Gantam Avodah, right? Where is there the essence of the king? That's my fear that emerges, that it's accessible to me, dafka no. Where is there a greater bittul towards the king, in Elul or in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, charod, right? It's in the king's palace, and the king is dressed up with all the genuni malchus. Right? Having said that, right? It's not true, right? Yeah. Where is there a greater bittul mitzad the mehutz bittul? When you see the king as he appears with all of the splendor, the glory of the king of the monarchy, or when it's gemoy sachol and you're involved in ordinary activities, right? When afal pikein, you have a yira tato, a lower level of yira. So, lower, right? In terms of when the king is mefia and you're just this battle in front of him, bittul b'mitzias, right? Look, let me try to explain it in simple ways. There's two levels of bittul to the Eibishter. There's the Eibishter as he comes and creates the world, and he interacts and communicates, involved in velt. And everything that happens in the world is bashko chosoy, and everything is created, b'chol yom tomid, ma'asei b'reishis, from the Eibishter. That's the Eibishter in the world. Then there's a level where the Eibishter is above the world, right? The lower level is the Eibishter in velt, and there's a world, and there's me, and I'm a metzius, and I am I. Nevertheless, I am a vatal myself to the Eibishter. It's one level. The higher level is when you realize that the Eibishter be'etzem is, the whole world was created from one letter. Yud-kei, be-yud-kei Hashem, be-kashav tor elamim, the letter K, which is a ostaleth be-mishasho, it's a lower letter, well, lower letters. And the whole world and everything in it and all the whatever galaxies are just from one little letter. What the Eibishter is himself is like you're totally bottled in the seas. You can't even grasp it. So I, as a finite human being, find it very, very difficult to understand the Eibishter as he totally is transcendent, called he is opgetrogen, totally in a different realm, above the world, etc., etc. To get that higher level of yira ilo, where a person's bottled by metzias, that's an avoidus maton, it's a gift from the Eibishter to a human being. After you've done your lower level of tshuva, and you have an entire, maybe you'll be zeichet, that's what you get maybe in Rosh Hashanah, a glimpse, whatever. But what is accessible to me, human logic, to understand it's nonsensical that there's a world without a creator, that there can't be a creation without a creator, and that I understand the Eibishter is logically involved and interacts with the world in Mechadish every minute. So there is a Metzias. I understand Metzias. I understand, I'm a simple guy, I understand pizza, I understand sushi, I understand ice cream, I understand Welt. And then I'm told, take your mitzvahs with your wants and desires, or whatever, and be mevatel ritzoyin chavnei ritzoyin. So in terms of where are we tapping into higher, loftier, exalted, the Rosh Hashanah level. But that's not mitzad me, that's mitzad the revelation of godliness on Rosh Hashanah into every Jewish hearts. That's mitzad the Eibishter. Where does the Eibishter have greater tainu, greater pleasure? Not when he reveals himself and there I'm paralyzed like whatever. It's when I am I and I feel myself with my own normal human whatever. And Alpha Pikain, I curb my desire to do the Ratzon Hashem. This commercial how you do it's brought in Sfarim Hakadoshim B'Shem. Whomever the Magid, the Levi Yitzchak, whomever Al Rebbe brings it, right? A king spends a fortune of money to get a tuki. What do you call it in English? A parakeet, right? And he puts in a cage, and the Tuki is able to recite, after spending millions or whatever, the Gettysburg, some fantastic Gettysburg address, whatever. And everyone goes crazy, and it says, a bird that talks. Right? I know a lot of people who talk like a bird. A whole day they don't stop, they don't yappy, they say they talk. Right? No one goes crazy, if I can't. It's like most. Just keep quiet for a minute, right? Because a human being that talks is not a chiddush. A Turk, parakeet that talks, a chiddush. That you have a human being who has his own farankeit, his own existence, his own mitzvahs, and he's mevatel his rotzen to the bashefer, that's even greater than Rosham. Therefore, that's the maila of chiddush el, right? That's the idea of tkiyah shofar and the harod of tkiyah shofar of el, which has a maila in terms of the mehusa bittel, not in terms of the gili. Let me try to explain one thing. Difference in life between giluyim and etzem. I'll give you just a simple example, top of my head. I had a mentor in Melbourne, Rabbi Groner, right? The Hoyben Yira, Gvaldik Tavlo. A stark Baal Hispiles. When he davened for the Omer, Roshon Yom Kippur, a Maslichus, he would start a few psukim at the end of Ashrei, from Tzadik Hashem B'chol Rochav. By the time he got to Tehillas Hashem, the whole Olam was in tears. He was a tremendous, davened the Bren with the hearts, with the Gvaldik Tavlo, Mamash, Hartzagi. The Rebbe sent him to Australian Tavshin Tess, whatever. That's family. Mamish in those days, gewaldige mesiras nefesh. Raised the family there. And in Tavshin, Chav something or other, in the 60s, he was able to go for the first time on the way from Australia. Australia is like the end of the world, literally. If the world is flat, that's where you fall off. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He was the Yalid. He was born in Yerushalayim. His Alti Yerushalayim family, the Grossmans, whatever. He went to the first time in 30 years, whatever, went to Eretz Yisrael, where he was born. And being a Baalus Pilus, he went to Tzvas, to the Mekhemis Akdushim, and he went with another Yid, who was equal Berkechein, who Berkechein was a Yid who sat 20 years in Lagerin for spreading Yiddishkeit in Russia. You can be in this world, just listen to it. I remember davening, you just listen to his davening, it's awesome. And they were davening, and Rabbi Groner is a big guy, like 6'5" and 300 pounds, and he's davening. And you command the Trerin or whatever, right? But in Tzfas, the sun sets very fast. And he was by the Arizal, by the Ramator, and he erwähnt sich, ui, sie statchus, alle gute Sachen. Miachin, Yechudim, and his Fatwekit, and whatever. Berkechein, the Altid, already went to the top of the mountain. And he realized, it's bald Shkir. Shkir, daf mincha. So he gives the Geshrei from the top, I know someone who was there. He gives the Geshrei from the top of the mountain. He says, itche, itche, kvorim zen giluyim, aber mincha is atzmus. In other words, if you're going to be in this bowl from your, where you turned on, where you inspired, where you motivated, doubting by that reason, you haven't been there for 30, 40 years, like, the spiders, give out. But what does the Abrister want you to do? Put aside your Arizal, with your Amak, with your whatever, and go and daven mincha. You got to daven mincha. So when you mevatel your rotzen, even our rotzen of Kedusha, holy rotzen, I'm talking about pizza and sushi. Rotsen. But a gewaldige rotsen. I mean, a ruchdiestige rotsen. When you mevatel your rotsen to the Eibishter, right? That's when you're mamshach the essence of the Eibishter. That no nafshik sovis yehovis. Dvar avaya zu alocha, right? And I'm not here to get Muslim, but everyone could think, comes Chodesh El, there's certain in Yonim and us that we find in. Some people easy to learn Gemara. They just love it, like a fish in the sea. Other people, whatever. Everyone has inyonim in their own life, which only a person, their own cheshbon nefesh, through introspection, which they find very, very difficult. And when a person finds a few tangible, practical, concrete inyonim in Chodesh El to be mesaken, something that comes difficult to me, something that's against the grain and against the nature, you mevatel your ros, and that is the emes achonut for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim on Rosh Hashanah. And with that, by the way, El is gematria kultuv. I have a whole, whatever, some other time. And dafka through the avoid of Chodesh El, the Eibishter blesses us all with kol tov bona chayim zayin revich. Amen.